Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15.
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
You know, when you hear that beat, it's the voice of Mitch Holthus getting ready to get into your ears. Mitch Holthus brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, as always, we love having you on, brother, but I got to ask you, because we just did it on the last segment, favorite Chiefs-Raiders game moment, what is Mitch Holthus's favorite moment for Chiefs-Raiders?
Ooh, wowzer. Probably walking Len Dawson past the black hole a couple times during pregame. We went down on the field. I'm not even sure why we had to go down there at the time, but and walking him past the black hole, and when they finally recognized him, oh my gosh, words I've never heard before. And so that was nasty. And then he just kind of scowled at him, stared at him, brought up the 1969 AFL last game of the AFL history. I thought, we better get out of here. We're both going to get killed.
Yeah. And you're think, seriously, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not joking about that.
Not joking, no. And these weren't tortillas or, I mean, so anyway, we got out of there. And then I heard you guys talking about it. This is before the days of AI and Photoshop. When Brandon Flowers ran the pick six right into the lower intestines of the black hole, and it looked like the opening day of pheasant season in Smith Center when there were so many birds. Like, it was awesome. That's the best photo ever.
Oh, that's what I said. I think it's the most iconic Chiefs picture of all time.
All time. All time. Somebody ought to get that printed and put it in auction. That'd raise a gazillion dollars. But it wasn't fake. And that was one of Brandon Flowers' proudest moments.
As it should
be. But I've seen the other side of it, too. We played in the monsoon when 0-2.
Yep.
Rich Gannon's their quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, wow. And then fecal matter on the face of Eric Hicks. And he gets up and says a slang word that starts with S. And everybody's like, hey. He goes, no. And then, look, you know, wipes his fingers. We had dudes getting hepatitis shots and tetanus shots. Anyway.
That was the only game that I was at, Chiefs Raiders, in that Coliseum, Mitch. And I'll never forget that. It was that rain day. It was raining in the press box. And I was telling these guys earlier how petty the teams were back in the day. They would have their executives sit amongst the unwashed media in the press box, right? Like Carl's sitting there and it's raining on him. And Amy Trask used to sit in the regular press box when the Raiders would come here to Kansas City. I remember being in that locker room after that game. Vermeil was pissed about those conditions out there, because you are right. I think a pipe did burst and there was poop in their locker room.
There was poop in the locker room, but it was a rain, just monsoon rain, and that's below sea level at Old Coliseum.
Yeah.
And so there was saturated, and it was bringing all that sewage up to the top. It wasn't even pipes bursting. It was just there was so much rain, and the water was so saturated that it got poop on the field. Oh. Like, it was – yeah, no, yeah. It was rough. And then, the one day, so Nate Wetmore, who's in his final year on the Chiefs Radio Network after 30-plus years.
There you go, Nate.
You know Nate. Well, the roof's leaking in our booth, and it's all over, like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of equipment. So they put up cups, paper cups, to cover these leaks. And he put it – now, he wouldn't – this is Nate now. Nate can get a little edgy. He's so mad that – he puts it on social media. Well, immediately it goes crazy. And all of a sudden the Oakland police are in our booth. And they're like, take it down. And they're like, no, we're not going to take it down. We can't. All this equipment's going to get ruined. So I got a buddy with me who's spotting for me that day. He's an FBI agent in that area. And I said, you guys want to talk to the FBI right here? Because they're here, too. And the Oakland police are like, God, the FBI is involved in this? Like, this must be a big deal.
Right.
So it was, man, we could go all day long on these. But
so how did that end up getting resolved?
Charles, I turned around in the booth on pregame. Jamal Charles is right behind me in our booth. Like, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm inactive. I go, you're inactive? He goes, yeah, I'm inactive. Todd Haley doesn't want to play me. I'm up here. I want to find the Raiders. I want to get traded today. I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay. Wow, this rivalry. But anyway, I've seen both sides of it.
Wait, hang on a second here. Back the truck up a little. Was that 09? Was that Todd Haley's first year when he was benching Derek Johnson, too, that year?
Yeah, Derek Johnson played on kickoff coverage. That's the only thing he did against Pittsburgh that day.
Jeez, wow, that's unbelievable.
Look where we are now. Who'd have thought?
Jamal right behind me goes, hey. I go, what are you doing? He's like, I'm inactive. I go, you're inactive. And, yeah, he goes, I want traded. I got to get out of here.
Wow.
The guy's crazy. And I'm like, what? You know, and then Al Davis, you got to go to the restroom at halftime, and you can't because it's all blocked off. And because Al's got the restroom all to himself, and he knows he does. And so his security team is blocking, you know, hundreds of others from using the restroom. And,
maybe Al was just pee shy. Mitch, are you got your – I know you always look fly with those polos, those quarter zips, but I feel like this week you got the track suit out. You know, the ones with the stripes on the side, because there's a track team getting ready to show up to Arrowhead this weekend.
Oh, yeah. The school bus is pulling up to the track, and the 4x1's getting out, and so is the 4x2. I've been talking zip codes and area codes all week, and I'm going to give you the teaser on the open, the monologue, because all of a sudden the 514 area code and the zip code of 98087. It's but we're getting ready to roll, boys, and they're in the starting block. This is so exciting to see what this group can do on offense, because the whole iPad is going to be available to Andy Reid.
Yeah, and I kind of feel that way. I woke up this morning so excited for this game on Sunday, Mitch. Like, I don't know that I've been this excited for a regular season game in quite some time, because I know what this team has been waiting for since, you know, July of 24, the last time they had all these guys out on the field. They have been literally waiting for this moment, and it's finally here, some almost, you know, 20 months later or whatever it's been since the first time that these guys, and only time that these guys, were on the field together in training camp, and now here we are. I have a right to be excited, right?
Oh, yeah. July 26th, to be specific. And Matt McMullen and I were on the berm on the side of the hill. The guys come walking by us for practice, and here they came, 514. I go, that's a nice area code. We looked it up. It's Montreal. So that doesn't have any significance. unless you're an old Expos fan or a Canadiens fan. But here they came, and I thought, wow, what a number combination, 514. This is going to be cool. That's a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. essentially. And since then, we've added 9 and 80 and 24. He's part of this, too. Put him in one of the zip codes or launch codes or security codes. But this is, I don't think Andy Reid's had a faster team. And then you got guys, so I've been asked this week, CDOT asked me, he asked me on Monday, he goes, what does getting Rashee Rice do? And I said, well, hit your breaking news sounder, like diddly, diddly, diddly. And I said, the Chiefs have just signed Deebo Samuel in his prime. That's what Rashee Rice is. And he's a perfect puzzle fit to what everybody else does. So this is why this team is going to be really hard to defend from here on if everybody stays healthy.
Mitch, I want to bring this up. Last week, kind of a spur of the moment start for Jalen Moore. If it is his call again this week, what did you like from that kid that you saw against that Detroit Lions team?
Well, he showed that he was fearless last week. Now, here's where I feel a little bit of caution with it, because I've seen this happen so often. When you get thrown in and you're not expecting to be thrown in, you go off instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, you're going off adrenaline. And then it hits you like, okay, now it's mine. That's one. You had all week to get ready, but you have all week to think about it. But so does Max Crosby. And so does Malcolm Kuntz. And now they're looking at every little move. And, hey, bring me that San Francisco video. Now they're looking at you for all 13 starts that Jalen Moore has had. But I did notice that he was fearless. And I noticed he kind of took the fight. He was not intimidated by Aiden Hutchinson or that El Qadir Muhammad guy when he was over there on him. So he's really a pretty good technician as well. And the fact that Suamatia has grown so much so fast is going to help Jalen Moore, especially on those combo blocks. Mm-hmm. So I like what I saw, but I do feel like, wow, this is a huge week for him, just because here comes Crosby, and Crosby wants to eat him alive.
And that being said, though, he was really good against Aiden Hutchinson when he was going up against him as well. And that's why I looked at that and I went, man, I feel good about him now going against Max Crosby.
And we take for granted, I mentioned it on the air during the play-by-play, it was only his 13th start, Bob.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 5 years. That's the equivalent of not even starting two-thirds of the year. So it's not like he's been burning up 70 starts. But, yes, I thought that – but this goes back, too, to the way that this offensive line trains. We're not talking about the offensive line enough, I don't think. We never do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have good teams, name a good team with a bad offensive line, it'll be the first one. I always say that. But the Chiefs right now are leading the league or second in the league. Whenever who touches the ball has 2.2 yards before contact, which is the second best or best in the league. And so whether it's Pacheco or Pat or even if you run a bubble or whatever, you've got 2.2 yards before you get touched. And so Jalen Moore's part of that last week. You could see it on the video where whether it's a run play and he's getting a push, any single blocking or combo blocking, that he's fitting right in with the rest of these guys. But we need to give a tip of the cap to Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith for leading these five guys. And it has been now 3.5 weeks in a row where that offensive line has played at a high level.
Yeah, it really has. And the first couple of weeks, it was not great from an offensive line standpoint. Obviously, we had the situation with Juwan Taylor, committing all the penalties, and then Andy had to come to Jesus meeting with them. It seems like now, to me, when Andy sits down with these guys and has these come to Jesus meetings, these guys are all responding in a big way. You know, we have not heard from Juwan Taylor since Andy talked to him. I mean, he's played great, Mitch, since Andy's had that conversation. What is it about those talks that Andy has with these guys that stops whatever they were doing bad and turns them into, what Juwan Taylor's been for the last 10 quarters?
You mean Coach Reed?
Yes. What did I say?
Yeah, he's an old offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the shit master chef.
Hello?
That's what he grew up on. Like, so he gets it. He knows it. He knows the intricacies of the position. But one thing Andy Heck does to prepare them is he'll have these fire drills all the time, going all the way back to OTAs. And I don't think they prepare for it. I think sometimes they do, but he'll go, hey, Trey Smith's injured. J- Jalen Moore, you're in. Well, I've never played guard, and I'll play.
Go. Oh, wow.
And so he'll put the – yeah, no. Oh, no, he does it. And most of the time it's a tackle, tackler, guard, guard, center, center. It'll be like Creed's down. Creed's at the bottom of the pile. We're going to move, you know, Hunter Norzad in. Man, you got to go. And so it helps them in the real world where Jalen Moore sometimes has been put in at either right or left tackle because of the drill that they do. Mm-hmm. And I think it keeps them on their toes. It keeps them aware, but it's a pretty good strategy. But never forget, Andy Reid, I can still see him like in his blue BYU uniform ready with the red hair, ready to smash anybody that's in his path.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Coach Reed's an old offensive lineman, so he knows technique and psychology.
Mitch, I want to bring this up because as much as we love offensive stuff, right? Chicks dig the long ball, but also those real ones, they respect the defensive side of things. Noel Williams looked great last week. That was a high-powered offense for the Detroit Lions. 17 points in that game. What do you see with Spags dialing this up against a guy like Geno, who's not even in the same world as Jared Goff?
Well, this defense, there's as much energy right now, Dusty, with this defense as there is with the offense.
Good.
The hallways have been buzzing all week long. The hall weeks are buzzing. And the defense, they feel like they're kind of, and part of that is Spags getting comfortable with what schemes to play in what situations against what opponent. But it's also them getting comfortable within those schemes and approaches. Three safety nickel, three corner nickel, dime, we're going to be 4-2 or 3-3. All that comes into play. Defensive line rotation. Now, the next step for the defense is the rest of those interior defensive linemen getting consistent against both run and pass so that we could take times where we just set Chris Jones for 4 or 5 snaps and everybody else is filling in the gap. That's the next step for the defense, that and getting to the quarterback, which they can do this week. But the defense has right now as much excitement as the offense in those hallways.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. And they should, because they're playing great right now. I know we're all focused on what the offense has been able to do. And I think what got lost last week when ESPN put out their AI, you know, power rankings, they forgot to look and see that this defense just shut down what everybody was telling us was the best offense in the NFL.
And they'll get a test with Genty. Genty's the real deal. The Boise State rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But if Bowers can't play, and the other thing is Geno Smith's throwing picks. He's got 10 picks, and 6 are without pressure or blitzing. I don't know what he's doing. He has his worst quarterback rating, Geno Smith, since the second year when he's with the Jets when they were like 0-90 or something. But he's throwing – this defense has a chance to eat on Sunday just as much as the offense does. But I do think with Spags, it's like taking math courses. They're sequential. They follow this kind of anthology or this path that you're never going to be there at the beginning. There is some, even within a game, like opening drive sometimes, they'll go down and score, and you're like, ooh, this will be a long day, and then that's all they get. And right now, this defense, I think they're just starting to, and Noel Williams is a big piece of this, is obvious, because he's a big part of the three when you go three corners in the nickel or the dime. But defensively, it's like you got to take calc 1 before you take calc 3, and that's the way Spags seems to approach his syllabus.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, and obviously this Raider team is one we hate, we despise, we don't like, but they have had some success against the Chiefs. We had Christmas Day in 2023. How much is that a calling card, if you will, for this game?
Yeah, I've not noticed it in our building, but I've noticed it in other shows and around town that there's this kind of smugness that part of the excitement of getting Rice back and seeing this team maybe get ready to go is like, well, let's just blow out the Raiders. And I want to just rent a theater and show them the Christmas Day game, because the Raiders don't complete a pass for 3 quarters and win.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they did, if you go back and look at that game, was Malcolm Kuntz and Max Crosby absolutely obliterated the plan. Malcolm Kuntz had 3 sacks in that game, 4 fumble. Crosby, again, leads the league in tackles for losses, the only guy in the league with 5-plus passes defense, because he'll knock him down too, or tackles for losses. And Malcolm Kuntz is back. We forget, he tore his ACL last year and missed all of 24. well, he's back. And then they got Butler in the middle. This is a good defensive front, and they can wreck things up if you're not careful. So that's why I'm saying the offensive line has to have a big day. But if Chiefs fans are smug about this one, then we'll just – I'll rent the theater tonight. I'll pay for it. We'll watch the Christmas Day game at 23.
Yeah, I hate the fact that you're bringing that one up, but you're right. You got to be cautious of every opponent. I got one more for you. The fact that Patrick Mahomes has been ranked by Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus as the 14th best quarterback in the NFL, do you think that, you know, kind of weighs on him and that's going to be a little kind of drawing to make him even play better than he already has this year because he threw one interception and Chris Collinsworth says that makes him the 14th best quarterback in the NFL?
Well, Chaz is really doing those ratings from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
And he's in his silk robe, open with the Will Ferrell chest hairs popping out.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, yeah, Pat, you know, Pat Mahomes threw a pick. But it was off the hand of Kelsey. He put the ball where he wanted it to. And then he's got the second pick. Wow, I better put him down there about 15 for clickbait. That's what it feels like. So I'm glad you brought it up, but I'm not going to give it a whole lot of oxygen.
Mitch, I do want to do this one time with you. With the return of Rishi Rice, does anybody kind of get a lesser role? Because I know you got one football and you got, you know, 20 hungry hands and all those receivers. Like, is there a guy that maybe we don't see as much that we have seen? Or do I not know anything that I'm talking about and it's just going to be an added addition?
No, I think it's there's an incredible unselfishness. I was talking to actually coach about this yesterday, and Matt Nagy. What we underrate too is the unselfishness of these guys. Now, if you got some agent barking at you going, you got to get targets and catches so I can get an endorsement for the dog food company, then, you know, it need not apply. Tell your agent to stand down. I think, Dusty, it's almost going to be on a week-to-week basis. It usually is with Andy Reid anyway. But in this instance, I really think it is. So I don't worry about it because these guys know. They kind of get it. But if you sit there and sleep on any one guy, all of a sudden Tyquan Thornton is going to zoom past you. Or if you're going, let's go with a zero blitz call here, then you'll see what Thornton did in the Jacksonville game. And Tyquan last week didn't get a target or a catch. And he's not out around moping around going, hey, well, my career has been revived. So what are we doing? I need the ball. There's none of that with this. Juju Smith-Schuster, you guys, has been phenomenal. Phenomenal. Not just being the door hinge, but almost being a leader, kind of a spiritual leader in that group of being super positive. And I think he keeps ramming home the message. And then don't underestimate Pat's leadership here because he'll be one to say, you'll get it. Everybody's going to eat. There's enough food to go around in this offense. Just understand and be patient. You'll get it. And it makes us more effective when we understand that we've got to all be patient and unselfish.
No doubt. Mitch, we always appreciate the time. Have a great call. I know you get a little more juiced up, but it's Raider week, and you got to stay focused, Mitch.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Dusty, you're not focused, man. It's Raider week. You're flying all over the place. I don't know where your mind's at, brain fog. got to check your low T test. I don't know. Let's go. Let's do it.
Beware the fog, Mitch. That's all I'll say. Beware the fog.
Beware the fog. Okay.
Take care, Mitch.
Have a good call.
Right, see you, boys.
See ya.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.